done this year and how that impacts your feelings about the future and what you want to do?
Oh, I mean, if you're trying to get to the question, is this my last year? No, it's not.
No, I
have too much, you know, I think still to offer the game and, you know, just hit the ball good consistently this year. And, you know, is there some I'd like to have back? There always is. And I'll look back at them over the offseason and see what I got to do to fix that. But, you know, I think went into the year with a good plan, and for the most part it worked out.
How have you managed to do what you're doing at such a high level once again for such a long time?
I think just being competitive, man. The punters has been a big turnover in the last 5 years. You know, there's a lot of young guys out there that can hit it a long ways, and you know, just trying to keep up with some of those guys. You know, Brett Kern down in Tennessee had probably one of the best years a punter could have. You know, my hat's off to that guy. He hit it well all year, solid, good person too. So, you know. I mean, that's it. I think I went into the year, like I said, with a good plan, and it came out good.
Yeah, what did you think when you saw the Texas punter, what he did to get an MVP?
Yeah, no, that was outstanding. You know, I think 10 out of 11 down inside the 20 or whatever, and few inside the 5. You know, that's outstanding. He did a good job.
The trouble if you say something nice about somebody who wears orange.
Yeah, it's not my favorite thing to do, but nah. I wish we'd get that rivalry back together. I know that.
How special is it for you to be competing now at your age with all these guys at your very high level?
I mean, you know, I've talked to people, you know, in the past that have done it for a long time. Now, it may not be in the football arena, but, you know, I've talked to Clemens and those guys. And you just have to go out there with the same mindset you did when you were a first-year player, you know. Just go out and prove yourself that you belong on a football team day in and day out. Don't take it for granted and don't think that this game owes you anything. Go out and earn it, and that's kind of the approach I've taken.
I think you've said in the past that you had kind of an idea how long you wanted to play. Is that right? Maybe 20 years? Or
yeah,
is there a number in your mind?
Not really. I mean, I want a Super Bowl ring bad. You know, if I could get one of those, I'm not sure what I would do afterwards. But, you never know. I think the way that this team this year was hit with such hard on injuries and stuff like that, you know, there's no way I would walk away with the talent that's in this room. And, you know, I'm very excited about next year and looking forward to it.
That was going to be my next question. With all the guys coming back, with Deshaun coming back, JJ, Whitney, what do you think about the future of where these guys are?
I mean, I think we're sitting – I mean, like I said, this is very – not what we expected this year, but the future is bright. And, you know, that's all you can say because you can't predict what's going to happen next year or anything like that. I do like the guys that we'll go into the field with next year, and I think it's going to be an outstanding group to start the season.
So how about coaching – there's been a lot of talk about Coach O'Brien. He's talked about you as being one of the guys that leans on as a leader. How much would you like to see the coaching staff continue?
I mean, yeah, I definitely would like to see Bill back. You know, like I said, there's a lot of stuff that was out of everyone's control this year. So that's kind of where we are with that. And, you know, hopefully he's back, and we'll see. But
does it surprise you what you hear from outside of this room? But you know what's inside of this room?
No, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, that's the arena we live in, you know, and that's kind of what it is. And you kind of got to go into every game and know that you have to believe what's inside the locker room. That's the only way you're going to win. Whenever you're at the highs of highs and everybody's patting you on the back, if you start believing that, you're going to get beat. So even when you're at the low of lows, you start believing that, you're going to lose. So you kind of got to stay and believe what's in the locker room and go with that.
What does it mean to you that week in, week out, you're one of the team captains?
I think Bill just trusts me to say the right things whenever we win or lose the coin toss. I don't know that it's really like a selected you're the captain. I think it's like, hey, we trust Shane. He's been out there enough times to know exactly what to say. So, but, you know, I enjoy it. I take pride in going out there and doing that every Sunday.
I know you said you want to keep playing. Obviously, how hopeful are you will be able to finish your career in this uniform?
Oh, I'm very hopeful. I do not see myself going anywhere else and playing. You know, I'm home. This is my hometown. My fans, I feel like this is where I grew up. I've already spent enough time, 13 years away from here, you know, playing this game. So I'm not looking forward to going anywhere else.